From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan.
We know the cost of staying in Afghanistan, but the cost of leaving would be even higher.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, as he met today with U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at a news conference in Kabul.
If NATO forces leave too soon, there is a risk that Afghanistan may return to a state of chaos and once again become a safe haven for international terrorism.
Secretary Mattis said NATO was committed to funding the Afghan security forces until at least 2020 and would continue to provide almost $1 billion each year to the Afghan defense and security forces.
As NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said last week at the United Nations, this is about making sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. And the best way of doing that is to enable the Afghans to have defense security forces which are strong enough to do just that.
Within hours of having arrived in Afghanistan, at least 6 mortar rounds landed in the eastern part of Kabul International Airport. President Trump said he'll be visiting the U.S. Caribbean territories of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands next week, still reeling from the effects of Hurricanes Irma and Maria, and defended the disaster response against complaints that it has been slow.
A massive effort is underway, and we have been really treated very, very nicely by the governor and by everybody else. They know how hard we're working and what a good job we're doing.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello sought to play down complaints of a slow reaction from Washington. This is VOA News. British opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn said his party is ready to govern and to take over the task of negotiating the country's exit from the European Union.
Tory Brexit agenda that would plunge Britain into a Trump-style race to the bottom in rights and corporate taxes. We're not going to be passive spectators to a hopelessly inept negotiating team putting at risk people's jobs, rights, and living standards.
Corbyn said his Labour Party is on the threshold of power in a speech on Wednesday to the party's annual conference in Brighton.
As democratic socialists, we accept and respect the referendum result, but respect for a democratic decision does not mean giving a green light to recklessness. Tory.
Labour stunned pundits and pollsters in June's snap election by reducing Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservatives to a minority administration. Its plans to boost public spending struck a chord with many austerity-weary voters. Well, according to a new opinion poll, more than half of Filipinos surveyed believe police unjustly killed many people arrested in the government's anti-drug crackdown. Police have reported killing 3,850 suspected drug dealers who allegedly resisted arrest in President Rodrigo Duterte's 15-month war on drugs. But a new poll conducted by social weather stations released Wednesday said 54% of the 1,200 people it surveyed said many of those killed by police did not really put up resistance. Another 25% were undecided. 49% of those polled said they believed many of those killed by police were not drug pushers. Official results from the Kurdish referendum released on Wednesday showed Iraqi Kurds voted yes on independence from Baghdad by an overwhelming 92%. The Monday independence referendum drew objection from the government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. In the meantime, several Middle Eastern airlines say they will comply with an Iraqi order banning air travel in and out of airports in the Kurdish region in northern Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi yesterday threatened to ban all flights into and out of the Kurdish region if leaders there didn't concede control of airports to federal authorities. The ruling party's former defense minister, Ojaho Lourenco, has been sworn in as president of Angola, giving the oil-rich African nation its first new leader in 38 years. Mr. Lourenco replaces outgoing leader José Eduardo dos Santos, who at 75 and rumored to be in ill health, decided not to run for re-election this year. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.